Yakima County has a problem. For the last 6 years, people have been on a mission to clean up contaminants in well water. For several thousand people, that's good news because they're closer to clean water. But there's more to do. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt and Esme Jimenez report on the Yakima Valley's nitrate problem.
Rosalinda Guillen sits at the kitchen table in her childhood home in Zilla and wrinkles her nose.
This water stinks.
Guillen and her brother Martin Yanez have been in this house since 1968.
So our well is down in the ground, which is right here.
But the Yakima Valley of their youth is not like they remember.
The water was so cold, so refreshing. So what happened in 50 years?
About 5 years ago, the siblings realized their water had a funny smell. They started buying bottled water for everyday cooking, from their morning coffee to caldos or stews. It's about $20 a month. Not a ton, but it does add up. They had their well tested and found a high level of nitrates, which are odorless and colorless. Nitrates occur naturally, but they're also found in chemical fertilizers and animal manure. At too high a level, they can affect people's health.
Now, water systems in cities and towns regularly test for nitrates and other contaminants. But private wells don't fall under Washington State's safe drinking water standards. It's up to owners to test their water and to clean it up. Yakima County knows this is a real problem for well owners.
So in 2012, stakeholders came together to form a committee to tackle the problem. The committee's made up of 22 local citizens, from environmental nonprofits, county officials, state, federal, and tribal agencies, and local dairy owners. There are just a few hiccups.
One, they've missed their deadline to form a plan. Twice. Two, there's a lot of finger-pointing. Environmentalists point to dairies, dairies point to a century of farming practices. And last, the cleanup recommendations are voluntary. That's a win for farmers who say they don't need more regulations. Environmental groups worry that means fewer people will pay attention to the plan. And meanwhile, thousands of residents like Rosalinda Guillen have bad well water.
So we really haven't completed what we set out to do.
That's Jean Mendoza. She's a longtime Yakima Valley resident and environmental activist. She says they'd hoped to be actually cleaning up wells 3 years ago, but committee members say it hasn't worked how it should have.
It was designed to fail.
Has it been painful? Yes. Has it taken longer than we thought? Absolutely.
It's been very, very frustrating.
That was Mendoza, dairy owner Jason Sheehan, and Yakima County Commissioner Rand Elliott. Elliott says one of the biggest reasons the committee didn't come up with solutions faster is too many people wanted to blame one of the biggest sources of agriculture in the Yakima Valley, really large dairies.
There's lots of people to blame, lots of reasons for elevated nitrates. So let's dwell less on the past and let's look forward to what we can do to reduce those levels.
He points to irrigated agriculture, leaking septic tanks, and chemical fertilizers spread on orchards. But other studies that this committee didn't include have named dairies as the likely source of nitrate contamination.
Lawsuits have led to changes in several mega dairy operations, and activists say those changes are working. But with these recommendations, the group hesitates to put the blame on any major source of groundwater contamination.
Dairy owner Jason Sheehan says it's not fair to put the onus on dairy farmers.
If you can show them why it's important, farmers are problem solvers.
For nearly 24 hours a day, cows line the stalls in Sheehan's milking parlor in Sunnyside. His dairy ships out about 20,000 gallons of milk a day. He says the recommendations the committee passed this month are a big step forward, even if there are more steps to go.
I think it needs to be a little bit more widespread and include everyone in the valley. Everyone is a part of the nitrate issue, and we all got to figure out what we can do better today.
But for well owner Rosalinda Guillen, today isn't soon enough. As she readies to make more caldos this winter, she opens another gallon jug stashed next to rows of bottled water.
The water should be drinkable here just like it is at the White House. This is our home.
I'm Esme Jimenez.
And I'm Courtney Flatt in the Yakima Valley.